Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Every American should be asking their own member of Congress whether they think it's okay that the president broke the law, used his position of power to pressure the president of Ukraine by withholding foreign aid and in trying to insist that he initiate investigations against the president's political opponents.
I haven't seen anything on transcript. I haven't seen anything in the drive. I looked at Mike Pompeo's speech today. I haven't seen anything he's done that I think is wrong or inappropriate.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
Now, in terms of calling witnesses, they are, in this resolution, allowed to propose witnesses. And if we turn down any of their requests, they can call for a vote.
Republicans can protest, bring it to a full committee vote, but there are more Democrats than Republicans on the committee. So it really isn't a fully bipartisan process in that way.
No, Democrats are definitely in the driver's seat.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
President Trump and First Lady Melania are apparently moving. They have filed the paperwork to move to Florida.
Is this about being harassed by local officials? Is this about taxes? Is this about re-election politics? Florida swing state? Because this is unprecedented.
Not everything is a conspiracy theory.
Unchained and unstoppable.
How did you kill Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, Trevor, the things they say are so ridiculous. Honestly, I don't know what I ever did to get them so upset.
I'm going to make sure that we rejoin the Paris Peace Accord on day one.
What year do you think it is?
Late in 1972, the North Vietnamese government officially agreed to the terms of the Paris Peace Accords.
We today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, there's all kinds of stories that, you know, that we sometimes miss as we go about our daily business. You remember the story about Elizabeth Warren, how she'd been saying since 2007 that she taught for a while as a public school teacher, and then she decided, you know what, I don't really care that much for that, for the job, and so I'm going to go to law school. Remember that? That was 2007 she was saying that, I believe. And then she said it all through the years, and then she started running for president, and she said she got fired as a teacher. She was invited not to return after she became, quote-unquote, visibly pregnant. And the story was broken by, I believe, the Washington Free Beacon, because they went and they got the records, the minutes of the meetings of the school board in New Jersey that had offered her a new contract, and then she decided not to come back. So they accepted her resignation with regret. That was all in the minutes of the actual school board meeting in the Washington Free Beacon. Filed a Freedom of Information Act request and got all the documents. Well, Taylor, did you see this story? It turns out that the New York Times had the same documents in April.
Yeah, they've been sitting on that story.
I don't think they've been sitting on the story, Taylor. They spiked the story because it didn't fit the narrative. We sought interviews with contemporaneous sources about the contract. Many of these sources were dead. Others said they did not remember. The records were inconclusive. They said she was, the record said she was offered a new contract and she resigned. What was inconclusive?
It just seems that story wasn't fit to print.
Yes. Then they said, the Times and others have since reported about Warren's statements about her departure, as well as the board minutes. Yeah, they've reported it because the smaller media outlet, the Washington Free Beacon, scooped the New York Times on its own story because they didn't want to print it because, as Taylor says, not all the news is fit to print. Time now for the Chump Line.
Howie, Halloween is over. You can take the mask off.
I didn't come here to be made sport of, sir. Someone texted me yesterday and they said, I'm going out at Halloween tonight as Russian collusion. Going out as Russian collusion? You mean you were going out as the Invisible Man?
Clock this weekend. Remember, put new batteries in Joe Biden's brain.
I don't think new batteries are going to be enough. It may require electroshock therapy. They don't do electroshock, though, anymore, do they? The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, with a message for the Class A drivers in our audience. Come join us at Matthews Brothers and help deliver our wicked awesome windows and doors to better lumber yards throughout New England. And maybe even get a chance to meet Grace. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com. That's MatthewsBrothers with one T.com.
Pocahontas say, read my smoke signal. No new wampum on Middle Braves for Universal Medicine Man.
That's right. And Joe Biden is asking the fake Indian, how are we going to pay for this? How? Get it?
Oh, Brother Howie, both you and the president are moving to Florida. There goes the neighborhood.
A great song by the Bus Boys. I should have had Taylor pull some of it. There goes the neighborhood. Yes, indeed. Palm Beach is going down the tubes fast.
The bike lanes will never be safe again.
See you at Mar-a-Lago, Mr. President.
Hey, I went as Elizabeth Warren for Halloween last night. I was rude to the homeowners, took all their candy, and then told them they had more than when I got there.
That's an accurate analogy about our health care plan today, that's for sure.
Howie, Joe Biden here. Come on, man. If I'm elected president, I'll join the Treaty of Versailles on day one.
Will you sign the Magna Carta, Mr. Vice President? A texter says Hunter Biden dressed up last night as a barn owl for Halloween. Get it? He said the barn owl flew in front of his car when he was hallucinating on drugs in the Nevada desert. That was in the New Yorker profile. White folks moving in. That's the next line of that. White folks moving in. It's kind of a funny song from the early 1980s.
Lovey, of course I realize that Trump's military dog picture was photoshopped. I mean, that thing looked almost as fake as Ginger's Carr's Brown University postcard.
Yeah, that medal of honor with the paw on it. That was about as real as those ribbons you threw over the White House wall back in the day, back in 1971. They were the ribbons were real. They just weren't John Kerry's, as we later found out, because he had his own medals and ribbons framed in his Senate office. And a reporter came in and said, "Wait a second, I thought you threw your medals over the White House wall back in 71. And John Kerry said, "Oh no, I threw some other person's medals and ribbons over the wall."
Every time Liz Warren says she's going to do Medicare for all, they should say with an accent, "How?"
I'm sorry I stepped on that guy's chump line message. I guess a lot of great minds were thinking alike.
We need to hold the inquiry to find out whether or not we should have an inquiry.
Very good. Very good. Can we have a constitutional lesson from Nancy Pelosi? In case you weren't here earlier in the show, we're going to do constitutional lessons from Nancy Pelosi.
The Constitution does not say that a person can shout, yell wolf in a crowded theater.
We're going to have a pop quiz on this later. I hope you wrote that down.
I saw Mitt Romney at a Halloween party last night. He was dressed as a Republican.
Very good. I like that.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, that was a great conversation with Grace and Marty Walsh. Perhaps the most impressive part was how Jim Marzilli stayed in character the whole time. We're going to be fine.
See, there was this perv state senator from Arlington, and he liked to go around and expose himself to women in various places. And one time, he did it in Lowell, and the cops chased him into a parking garage, and they collared him. They said, "What do you think you're doing here? What's your name?" And Senator Marzilli identified himself as Marty Walsh, who was then a state rep from Dorchester, is now the mayor of Boston. So that's kind of an inside Massachusetts joke, but it is kind of funny.
Hey, I watch your show on Newsmax, and I need to know who flails their arms more, Grace or Elizabeth Warren?
I try to give Grace TV tips. I'll have to tell her that. I learned this from Paula Zahn, who used to work with me in Boston. And then she went to work for CNN, and she told me that she learned at anchor school. They told you, don't do this because it distances yourself from the audience.
Yeah, but dancing is a way to welcome the audience in. It's me saying, "Hey guys, I'm right in your living room. Can you see me now? I'm moving around. Wah!"
I think she's talking about folding the arms. That's what she was saying, wasn't she? Or was she talking about waving the arms? I don't know. Paula Zahn told me she was in Texas when she first went to anchor school, and they told her, "Paula, you know, you're from the Northeast. You got to get more down home. You got to start dropping the G's at the end of the verbs, like." Police today in Harris County were chasing an armed robber that had just done robbed the bank.
Jack Benny always folded his arms. Everybody loved Jack Benny.
Jack Benny was trying to be a cold person. If you're an anchor, you're not trying to be a cold
person. But that made
him
warm and endearing.
No, it's different for anchors than for a guy who's on 30 minutes a week. And Jack Benny, don't forget, started in radio, where it didn't really matter if you folded your arms.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
One of the texters has a follow-up question for Professor Pelosi, the constitutional scholar. He wants to know, can I cry dog whistle in a crowded theater? That's an interesting point. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. With a message for the Class A drivers in our audience, come join us at Matthews Brothers and help deliver our wicked awesome windows and doors to better lumber yards throughout New England. And maybe even get a chance to meet Grace, and she'll wave her arms or fold her arms for you. Apply online today at MatthewsBrothers.com. That's MatthewsBrothers with one T.com.
Howie, Joe Biden here. Come on, man. If I'm elected president, I'll join the Treaty of Versailles on day one.
He's quite a man, isn't he? He's been around for a long time. There's no substitute for experience unless your mind is gone. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the Moonbats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Experience the amazing benefits of SuperBeets. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Joe Biden says Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plan is a bunch of malarkey. Who do you believe?
How come we didn't get the exact cut from the vice president? I like it. I like to hear it in his own words.
It wasn't. I don't think it was out yet in video form.
Okay.
But 99% say Joe Biden is the more trustworthy in this.
In this particular incident. Okay. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Howie.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I heard something very disturbing this morning on WXDK down here in the Cape.
Yes.
A grandmother was driving her second grader around, and somehow they got talking about politics. And the girl told her grandmother that every Friday in the Mashpee school system, they have to watch CNN and how much the Democrats support the military. The thing really was I'm telling you, it was very upsetting. If anybody else is out there listening that heard this story today on WXDK,
yeah,
please call in.
Okay, I don't know. I tell you, I was very disturbed today. I went to my cryogenics place where I get the cryogenics 3 minutes. It is 3 minutes of super ice down. It's good for my legs. And there's been a problem with their cable, and all they get is CNN. I had to watch the Adam Schiff being interviewed by Fredo Cuomo for 3 minutes. That was the longest 180 seconds of the year. This morning at about 9:45. I can't watch CNN. If I'll go to a different location in the airport or the hospital, wherever the CNN is on, I walk away from it. Or, you know, I gotta buy earplugs is what I gotta do to avoid watching it or hearing anything. Thank you. I wonder if anyone went trick-or-treating as Pierre Delecto. Supposedly, someone asked that question. Supposedly, one of Mitt Romney's grandchildren did. One of Tag's kids went.
Ha 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 ha.
I'm not making that up. I read that somewhere today. I just read the headline. But Pierre Delecto. I guess you need a beret and a pencil-thin mustache, the Boston Blackie kind. And I guess you need a cigarette holder, too. You know, like those old French guys in the cartoons from the 1950s or the 60s. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, back in the day, Radio Moscow, very big on shortwave radio. Bernie Sanders listened to it, I'm sure, wherever he lived. You know, he had a...
So but they, way back in the day.
Way back when the Soviet Union was around. Whenever one of the major leaders would die, like, you know, Uncle Joe Stalin, they would begin. They wouldn't tell you immediately that he was dead. They began playing a dirge, funeral music. And everybody would go, uh-oh, somebody ain't coming down for breakfast. Is it Khrushchev or Stalin or Vladimir Lenin? We have some sad news to report. Grace was just mentioning about an hour and a half ago that Robert Francis O'Rourke had not yet dropped out of the race. Beto will not be down for breakfast.
No.
At the next debate.
I blame myself.
Our campaign has been about seeing clearly, speaking honestly, and swearing on live national TV.
And eating dirt.
Do we have a... This is the moment of his greatest hit, I think, was when he's not eating dirt, but when he swore on national TV. Do we have that?
He had several times where he was cursing people out. Let me see.
Yeah, it was to show how serious he is. You know, he's smarter than everybody else. He's mad.
This was the time on CNN just a few months ago.
We're averaging about 300 mass shootings a year.
300.
No other country comes close. So, yes, this is up. And if we don't call it out for what it is, if we're not able to speak clearly.
You kiss your mother with that mouth, Robert Francis.
Show the country how you do this. I'm so f***ing proud of you guys.
He's like the kid in middle school who first learns to swear and starts doing it.
Is there anything in your mind that the president can do now to make this any better?
What do you think? You know the shit he's been saying. He's been calling Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals. I don't know. Like,
that's
members
that's
of the press,
seen clearly the speaking honestly and acting decisively and dropping the F-bomb and the S-bomb whenever I feel like
is that
like
who
it.
The Boston Globe was referring to when they said people were swearing in public?
It's just his way of showing people, like, in his mind that says, I care more, you know? Like, I'm swearing about it. That means I really care.
He's committed.
I'm genuinely
mad. He should be committed, too. Keep your arms up, Beto. It'll make it harder for him to throw the net over you. You think Donald Trump will mention that tonight in Tupelo?
Oh, I have a feeling
yeah.
he will.
Yeah, I think so,
see,
too.
See, he's not like SNL. He can rewrite the sketches before they go to air. If he gets new information, he adds it in.
Yeah, he's probably having a good chuckle right now flying down on Air Force One if he's not already there.
That's why his ratings are so much better than Lorne Michaels.
Or Beto's.
Yes, indeed. All righty, are we ready for Police Blotter Facts Friday?
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
This Police Blotter Facts Friday is dedicated to the memory of Robert Francis O'Rourke, who will not be running against Senator Cornyn in the Lone Star State of Texas. He's getting back into the business he knows, the son-in-law business.
Memories like the corners of my mind.
You know how the Police Blotter Facts Friday works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny items or stories from your local daily or weekly newspaper. Many papers have a police log or a police blotter that the police departments themselves write for the paper. It's just got to be a funny story or an item from your local police log or police blotter. It could be a standalone story, too. Send them to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can still fax them to us at 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864. Have we gotten any faxes lately, by the way, Grace?
No, we have not. It's not as popular
It's going the way of the Gillibrand campaign and the phonograph and
I'm
now
sure
the
Joe
Beto
Biden,
O'Rourke campaign.
I'm sure Joe Biden has faxed to send some things before. I'll have to look through that. Probably like, please stop making fun of me.
If you want to help, fax Joe to 30330.
All right, guys, let's start with the runners-up.
Oh, and the winners get a nice prize. What do they get this week?
Because this has been a real hit with people lately, the winners are going to get a Dirty Rats t-shirt sent to them. Once I get your size, I will send it out, and you can wear our swag wherever you go. Okay, so these are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. Woman found dead with a python wrapped around her neck in a home with 140 snakes.
It was a snake-a-palooza she was at.
Indeed it was. This was in Indiana.
Indiana?
An 8-foot python snake was wrapped around her neck. The snake was a reticulated python.
What does reticulated mean?
That is a great question that I'll get back to you on.
Grace, I thought you were supposed to know these things.
I think that's the tendency it has to coil around things.
Yeah, it's very...
Okay, let me ask you another question.
It's very snake-like. It's a super snake.
What was the python's name?
Raquel.
Not Raquel.
Did he
Raquel.
Leave
Raquel?
Did it leave a welt?
Okay.
In other news, woman steals cash from.
What were the snakes all doing in the house? By the way.
Well, Laura Hurst, she was found with all the snakes.
Any relation to Patty Hurst?
This is the weird part. It says police say there were 140 snakes at the property and that approximately 20 of the snakes belonged to the woman.
It sounds pretty constricting.
But that's...
Oh! Ha!
But that's 120 snakes that didn't belong to her. Did they all just like have... I don't know how snakes...
You know, like they have that dog motel on the Mass Pike extension in Newton?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see that all the time.
Was this a snake hotel?
Ugh.
The snake shack.
Ha, 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 ha.
Taylor's hot.
Taylor's hot. Police say there are 140 snakes. 20 of the snakes belong to her. But Munson did not. The home is owned by Benton County Sheriff Donald Munson. According,
it's owned by the sheriff?
Story keeps getting crazier and crazier.
This misadventure took place at the sheriff's house?
You know what the sheriff said? There's a snake in my boot.
Ha, 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 ha.
All right, moving on. This is a very interesting story, and anyone who's gone through a breakup can relate to this. Woman finds her supposedly dead ex-boyfriend working at a local restaurant.
Who told her he was dead?
He did.
Yeah, obviously.
There's nothing worse than running into
an
ex.
Well, we're going to have to break up. I'm dead.
Especially when it turns out that ex is supposed to be dead. While such an occurrence is incredibly uncommon, it's exactly what happened to one young woman in Australia.
How uncommon is it, mate?
A young woman named Rachel thought her boyfriend had been killed by a biker gang and that he owed money.
So he owed money and they wanted to buy some Fosters and some shrimp to put on the barbie, mate.
He owed money to her as well. So she went to the restaurant and said... Oh, so his brother also worked at the restaurant, so she went to the restaurant and said,
was it an Outback Steakhouse?
No. She went to the restaurant and said, like, hey, is my ex-boyfriend's brother working tonight? And they were like, no, but your ex-boyfriend is. Dun, dun, dun. She was like, wait a second.
They started playing some music at the restaurant before they told him. Where's the music, Taylor?
What music are you looking for?
The funeral dirge that we were just playing for Beto. Where's me boyfriend, governor? Blimey, I ain't seen me boyfriend around. Where is he, Zach? Crikey! I ain't heard that music since the last time I listened to Radio Moscow.
Wow. Thank God it's Friday. We are losing it. A man who advocated caning for adultery gets caned for adultery.
Is this in Iran?
No, this is in Indonesia. An Indonesian man. His name is Muklis.
And they told him he couldn't have any dog for dinner either.
Yeah, I guess he was like one of the people who was super into the caning bill. And then, you know how that goes. He doth protest a little too much. A trans woman with a beard, Mia Williams, douses woman in Taco Bell.
Mia Williams?
M-I-A, yes.
And she has a beard? Can I see?
She?
Can I?
Oh, no. This is not.
This is all on you, Grace. You brought this story in.
I'm pretty sure it's legit. It's from the Gateway Pundit. A trans woman with beard, Mia Williams, douses woman in Taco Bell with gasoline and lights her on fire. A Tallahassee
barbaric
woman. They're saying woman. May have went on
Florida.
An arson spree.
Florida.
Starting at a Taco Bell where a woman was set on fire. Mia Williams, a 32-year-old who was born male but identifies as female, walked into the Taco Bell, doused a woman with gasoline, and then set her on fire.
Why?
The victim was taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
Grace, why? Why did Mia do this?
I don't know. I just report the news. I mean, I'm not a therapist. I can't go into the psyche.
I hope we have some stories from Texas today. And considering this whole segment is being dedicated to the memory,
Beto needs some cheering up.
Beto O'Rourke, don't we have anything?
Howie? Ask, believe, and you shall receive.
Okay, because he's from El Paso. Did you know that Kinky Friedman did a song once about someone from El Paso?
How'd it go? Can you sing a little
bit? I can't sing it because it would violate FCC regulations.
Can you, blank out some of the...
I'll change the lyrics. The title was, bodily orifice from El Paso.
Obviously. I thought it was a love song. But
it was about
the ear canal from El Paso. I remember it well.
a large intestine from El Paso. We're sending it out in our thoughts to former Congressman O'Rourke.
Well, you asked for a Texas story, and here's a great one. Texas man convicted of fatally stabbing stepmother who danced after Cowboys victory. This is sad.
What was he a Texans fan, or who was he rooting for?
Well, he's claiming
Houston Oilers.
Pontry Jones is saying that he stabbed
the Houston Texans. Now, what are you in Joe Biden's time machine? The Houston Oilers,
exactly.
The Houston Oilers
You're
are now
worse
the Tennessee
at sports than
Titans.
Howie. he stabbed.
I wasn't correcting you. I was reverting back. I doth protest too much. Go ahead.
He stabbed Maggie Ruiz, saying he believed she was a demon and that her
dance
had offended him. So he's trying to pretend that the stabbing was due to her being a demon and not the fact that he was a sore loser. Well, but
who
the
was
jury
the other,
has
what
not
was
decided.
The other, what was the other team? That's what I want to know.
Oh, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Bucs.
They're
pirates themselves. They're kind of, you could say they're demon-ass, demon-like.
You know what, Howie? This is why we need you. All these questions you ask me, that's why we need you on the ground.
That's why I used to be a city editor.
Yeah, and you need to go back to being one.
The pay is better here than being a city editor.
By the way, guys, this would not be possible, this entire Police Blotter segment, without Pietro Dozzi Baking Company. We're celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. We thank Pietro Dozzi. We love their bread. We love their rolls, their crunchy baguettes, whatever you like. Pick up some Pietro Dozzi at your local market. You will not regret it.
I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Adios, amigos. Adios.
This doesn't sound like Kinky Friedman to me. Of course, I guess we can't play that song anyway. There's more breaking news from the campaign trail. There's been another breakdown on the campaign trail. Senator Kamala Harris is basically shutting down her New Hampshire operation. She's reducing staff. She's going all in Iowa, because pretty soon she's going to be all out of money. Back to Grace.
All right, we got a lot of stories to get through before we get to our winners. A guy who claimed he had fried chicken, not drugs, was busted because his fingers weren't greasy. Fort Pierce, Florida, the police pulled over a 26-year-old guy. A Florida man. After they noticed he threw something out of the window. They said, "What'd you throw out of the window?" He said, "Oh, it was just a bunch of bones from the fried chicken I was eating." But they suspected something as they noticed his fingers were not greasy.
They weren't baffled by his story, in other words.
So they went back and found that bag of bones, and it was actually a bag of weed.
I thought
case
it was
closed.
Meth. Is it meth or weed?
Weed.
Oh.
Man gets prison for stealing lemur from California Zoo.
What is a lemur?
It's like a marsupial, isn't it? I don't think it's technically a monkey.
But it kind of looks like one.
Yeah.
It's an Australian monkey, is what you're telling me?
No. It's like,
no, no,
it's
no,
you told
no,
me
no.
It was a marsupial.
Yeah, there's marsupials in other places.
I didn't know that.
Australia.
I thought they were just in Australia.
A man who admitted stealing
from Madagascar.
A ring-tailed lemur.
That's close, though, right?
No.
Close to Australia.
Not close enough.
Not.
A couple of thousand miles in the Indian Ocean.
Aquinas Caspar of Newport Beach was ordered to pay more than $8,000 in restitution. The 32-year-old, he took a 32-year-old lemur named Isaac.
How do they know how?
I had the cutest name for it too, Lorna the lemur, but his name was Isaac, so I guess I can't change it. Lastly, before I get to my two winners, 78-year-old Louisiana woman sentenced for trying to kill her lawyer. Patricia Curry, an elderly woman.
She got mad when he called a parish a county. See, they call them parishes down there. was Napoleonic law.
Was handed a 22-year prison sentence in the attempted murder of her attorney. This is where it gets scary. Her attorney says that she showed up at his office alone with a gun, wearing latex gloves on her hands and plastic bags on her feet.
Yikes.
She also had a shotgun underneath a towel. He was able to wrestle it away from her. She claims that she was only trying to scare him. When you bring out the latex gloves, I feel like you're committed.
You know, when the guy said he threw out the bag of bones, somebody says, so they still found a bag of bones,
yep.
Right?
Because mm-hmm.
they call, that's what they call reefer sticks.
Very, very good out there. All right, here are two winners. KFC customer shoots out drive-through window over lack of fork and napkin.
He didn't want to get his fingers greasy.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how they're catching people nowadays. Right. This is out of Kentucky. Witnesses told the news outlet that a woman opened fire during the takeout.
A lot of women in this.
A lot of angry women at these drive-thrus. But this is why you need to have the bulletproof glass at the drive-thrus, because I really respect the other drive-thru people. Woman claims to be a werewolf after biting friend's ear off. A Michigan woman who claimed to be a real-life werewolf bit off another gal's ear in a ghoulish attack while they were having sex.
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
Ghoulish? Who are we to judge? I'm Howie Carr.